Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, one of the best sports writers in this town. Al, he's not even 30. He's 29 years old.
Nice.
Works at phillyvoice.com. Does great work covering the Sixers. Is also excellent with the Birds. And he used to work with us here,
yes,
Al.
He did.
The great Kyle Newbeck is with us. Hi, Kyle.
That was quite an intro, Angelo. I appreciate that.
You have earned it, my friend. You're going places. I definitely have high hopes for you in the long run here, Kyle. And I want to start with the Sixers because somebody just called on that. Next 12 are really tough, solid teams they're playing. How many of the Sixers have to win to make us a declaration where we're the real thing?
Honestly, Angelo, I think if they even split these and go 500, they will have done well for themselves. They're going through a stretch here where it's basically a solid month where they're playing all of the best teams in the NBA. They play tonight, they play Indiana, who they're pretty much neck and neck with. They play Oklahoma City, who's been really good this year. They play Houston, who James Harden has been unbelievable. Denver, L.A., the Warriors, they are running a gauntlet. And then at the end of a West Coast trip, they have to play the Kings, where that's a team where it used to be, all right, that's a gimme game at the end of a road trip. That's a really good young team right now. Like, that team is going to get up and down. They're going to run. They're going to challenge Philadelphia.
So how many of the 12 are on the road?
I'd have to double check, but I know they have at least four or five on the road, and they're all out west.
All right.
So I know they spend some extended time in L.A. They'll get to get some sun, and they might need it because if they lose a bunch of these games, these guys are going to need to decompress a little bit, I think.
All right. Well, I just got a call from a guy who talked about L.A., and I'll run this by you. By the way, this guy, Kyle, was the most negative guy. I seem like a breath of fresh air compared to this guy, all right? And this guy comes out, he goes, you realize as soon as he can, Simmons is getting out of here because he's in love with Kendall Jenner and he wants to go to the West Coast.
Those are long-term deals, too.
I know there are, but Kyle, that's really long-term. Kyle, is there any sense with Simmons that his romance with Kendall Jenner would lead him to want to leave for the West Coast?
Not at this juncture. Like, I think right now, Ben and Joel, as much as people are a little worried about them long term, they know that they need each other to win. Like, those guys know, look, we both have a considerable amount of talent. We're really young. And despite it being a messy fit right now with Ben needing that jump shot to come, they are appreciative of the fact that they're playing next to another top 20 player in the league, top 25 player in the league. So I think for right now, at least, both Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have their eyes set on Philadelphia. Now, maybe that changes eventually, but I think they're no wandering eyes quite yet.
All right. So let's go to the third star then. Is Jimmy Butler wearing out his welcome already here, Kyle?
I certainly don't think these reports would have surfaced from the likes of Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne if everything was hunky-dory. I think right now my main concern would be Butler and Embiid getting along, because I think if you read between the lines, the way the offense is run a lot of times is because they want to play through Joel Embiid. They want to cater to his strengths, and frankly, they want to cater to the way he likes to play. Now, Butler would like to be in more pick and rolls, which is something that Joel is not necessarily great at, does not necessarily want to run the offense that way. But Brett Brown's got to cater to the new guy as well. So finding this balance is sort of choosing between, all right, who do we really want to make happy here during this game, this stretch of games, whatever it is. So I do not envy Brett Brown right now trying to figure out what that balance is, but I think, Angela, at the end of the day, Joel is the best player on the team. He's going to be the best player on the team as long as he's healthy. And they're really going to have to cater the game and the team around him. So it's going to be a matter of, is Jimmy Butler okay with that?
Well, that's the question. So he is a free agent at the end of the year. What do you think the chances are he's here next year?
I think they're pretty good right now. But if you ask me again at the end of this 12-game stretch, Angelo, I may have a different answer depending on how things go. I think this is going to be a real test of their character, their togetherness. Like, if they lose a bunch of these games and they lose them badly, I can definitely see, like, let's say they play through Joel predominantly during these games and they lose. Jimmy's going to be in that locker room in that film session, as he was before, saying, look, we got to run more through me. That guy very much thinks he's one of the elite players in the league. And when you carry yourself like that, you think you should be entitled to a certain say, a certain share of the offense. So I'm very interested to see where we are over the next month or so in terms of Jimmy's outspokenness. I think that'll define the season to some extent.
Hey, Kyle, I want to transition over to the Eagles with a question that applies to both teams. Joel Embiid, the first 3 years he was here, we just thought was an injury waiting to happen. And then he got healthy and stayed healthy. Can we learn from that the same could happen to Carson Wentz? Because right now, everybody's thinking about Wentz the way they thought about Embiid after 3 years. Tell me what we learned from Embiid and whether it applies to Wentz.
So I think, and this is not just with Joel Embiid, but you can apply it almost across the board. I think a lot of people refuse to accept the fact that a lot of health stuff just comes down to luck. Like, when I talk to doctors and different people after Joel Embiid's second foot operation, the word basically was that the Sixers could have let him go without this one and they could have run the risk. But the reason he got another surgery and that they extended his time on the shelf was that they felt it was turning what was a 50-50 proposition to stay healthy long term to more of a 90-10 proposition with his foot. And so you're really just playing odds at any given time.
Sure.
So that's part of it. I think Carson, in his field, he's just going to have to learn, look, he's the future of the franchise. He's going to have to avoid some of these plays where he can't be trying to extend plays for 10, 15 seconds to buy every second. Sometimes he's going to have to throw the ball away. That's not really in his DNA and his football character. He wants to make every play. He's keeping his eyes down the field. He's getting out of the pocket. I think that's going to be part of what determines it. And I think, Angela, we would all probably agree that Carson is smart enough and cares enough about winning that he'll make that transition eventually. But some of it's going to come down to, look, they got to protect him. They got to get a running game going that allows them to take pressure off of Carson. There are a lot of factors that are simply not in his hands that he can't control. So he has to do his best to control what he can.
Right, you know what? I'm really, really hoping that it is a question of bad luck more than anything else. I'm with you, Kyle. Last thing, Kyle. How should this city feel about Alshon Jeffrey and what happened last Sunday?
I think, number one, the first thing that I said after the game is, look, they don't win a Super Bowl without Alshon Jeffrey. To me, he should be bulletproof in this town for a long time. And I think the other thing is, especially in that locker room, they'll tell you, like, he took immediate accountability. If you watched him on that sideline in the moments after he dropped that ball, he stood up, he raised his hand and said, look, that's on me. He's not going to duck from any of the criticism. And then after that, Angelo, he came back and he immediately appeared at a Sixers game the other night. And he didn't shy away from anybody there. He took pictures with fans. He talked to people. This is not a guy that's going to let that play eat him alive. And I think that really speaks to his character and who he is. So I think he, more than anybody, I think, deserves some support and some respect for the way he's carried himself since then, but also for the way that he's produced in big moments pretty much from the time he's arrived here.
I think Kyle Newbeck just demonstrated why he's one of the best writers already in this town at 29. Kyle, great stuff. Read him every day at phillyvoice.com. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Angelo.
You know, Al, it's weird. He just referenced that thing at the Sixer game the other night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.